Q-Tech Records. DJ 949.
Paul Productions.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's T-Don.
He's got some voice.
Absolutely, he's great. Paul Productions.
Hello, and welcome to another T-Don, Traces of Dawn music commentary. Hey, how are you? Wow, so gosh, when was the last time that we spoke? It's been a couple of weeks. I think, was it after Christmas? Before Christmas? I don't even know when Christmas was, to be honest with you. I literally have been flying all over the place. And the strangest thing is I got home and I was talking to my family and I was telling them about this really cool carnival that is in San Diego. And this carnival is supposed to be all lit up, you know, all lit up with Christmas decorations. And it's a nighttime carnival, which, of course, that is the most best time to go to a carnival, right? Well, anyway, I was talking about how excited I was. And I was like, oh, we got to go to that. And I realized Christmas is over. That's how much I've been traveling and so not in the now. I don't know. I know a lot of people said that they didn't really feel like this was so much of a Christmas. But I was calling it the Christmas that wasn't. And I was just kind of joking about it because, you know, I mean, I literally was traveling all over the place and up until Christmas. And then it just became, it was not even a joke anymore. It actually was something in my head that took over and said, hey, I'm still waiting for Christmas. I literally, in my mind, am still waiting for Christmas. Do you know I still have my Christmas decorations up? This is unheard of for me. For this girl, I always get my Christmas decorations down right away. And to be honest with you, I'm not really sure when that's going to happen. Because I'm going to be taking off again in about, I don't know, about 3 weeks or so. And I've got so much stuff that's happening in between there. Wow. Amazing. I don't know. Anybody out there in that same thing? Or they've left their Christmas decorations up? Maybe you just love Christmas decorations and you just want to leave them up all year round. I'm not like that. I like to get them down. I always tell my mother, I said, I don't know. I might leave them up till next year or when my brain finally realizes, hey, Christmas is over and I'm not waiting anymore. Well, it has been a fabulous road so far here with Traces of Dawn. I'm so excited. Two videos are out right now. If you haven't seen them already, Steady Rest, which is really getting a lot of people, a lot of feedback. And then Creeps, which is, of course, another one that's getting feedback, but Steady Rest. I hope that it really puts the two together. When you think about the song, you think about the video or vice versa. It puts there. It's almost like a marriage between the two of them where it just made sense. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is the way it's got to be. This is how this video has to go. And so I'm currently working on some more videos. Yes, believe it or not, I think most of the songs will have a video. I think. Now that's what, a 12 or 13 songs? That's a lot. And that's a lot of work to do as well, but it will keep things going. There's a whole reason as to why I'm doing this and why I'm doing it this year. There's a special event that's coming up next year where I have to stamp all of my stuff into this year. And it has to have the date of 2018. And I will soon be able to tell you why I'm doing it, but I can't tell you at this moment, you know, the story of how I give you things anyway all the time. It's like I tell you something, oh, I can't have it. No. But it's really, really cool news. But I can't throw it out there quite yet. But I have to have all of my stuff stamped this year. That might be why you're noticing a lot of action, more action than last year, because I was planning this out and I said, in order to be able to get into this event that I want to get into, all of my stuff has to be in 2018 to get into 2019, quote unquote, can't tell you what it is, but just think about it. It's a huge event. There you go. So I'm really working very hard on making my calling card look good, both on the T Dawn side and both on the Traces of Dawn side. And that's why I have to have these videos. They have to look great. You know, they have to be good. And that's why the sound has to be good. And that's why the website has to be good, because I'm going pro, babies. I'm going pro. You're like, what are you talking about? You'll find out. So Traces of Dawn, like I said, is going really well. I have to say, though, whoa, when I created the new Twitter account, didn't realize how hard it was going to be to get right back up there and start promoting. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like starting all over again. Now I've got, I can't even tell you how many followers, 15,000 followers or something under T Dawn. And it'd been great to just transfer that all over, but I wanted Traces of Dawn to have its own look and feel and that. And I'm like, oh, I should have just kept it the same way. But Traces of Dawn has to, you know, learn how to support itself. We have to make sure that it doesn't always support the name T Dawn, that it actually supports the name of Traces of Dawn. It's its own package. But at the same time, I am curtailing it and using my name and floating it around. So you'll still see T Dawn. You'll see T Dawn Traces of Dawn. You'll see T Dawn commentary / Traces of Dawn, because I still have to use that name out there. You'll also see that when I'm promoting the band or myself, that it is more so, I don't necessarily call myself T Dawn all the time. You might just see Dawn. I'm kind of trying to just separate this. It's still who I am. That's who I am, is Dawn. So, you know, that actually is my name. So, anyway, it's part of my, it's actually my middle name. It's my same name as my mother, in case you guys didn't know that. And my daughter has the middle name of Dawn. So we all are Dawn, and hey, I can legally carry that name. But I have to say a huge thank you to all of you who have supported this album, these songs, T-Dawn, and I'm not stopping. I'm going to be here for a while. And there's a lot of exciting things that are coming up that will all fit into its place, that you'll all get and understand. But hey, you're here to listen to a music commentary, and I don't know, maybe you are here to listen to this other stuff that I'm talking about. Hopefully you're getting excited, just like I'm getting excited about it. The website, doesn't that look great? I love it. It just looks so rockin' awesome. Well, the radio site's going to look rockin' awesome as well. I'm trying to figure out, when am I going to do this? I need to make it when it's a time when there's not as many people listening to the station. And it really will change it. I mean, the system might even just go down. The server might go down. Because I just don't know if I'm going to be able to lock this all in while people are still listening at the same time. But it means I'll have to, you know, start working on it like 2:00 in the morning or so. But I know I've got a lot of my people from outside the states here that listen to it. I'm like, ah, but I thank you all for listening to BTD Radio. It's such a pleasure to have you. And as a artist, I totally love all of you. You're just rocking awesome. All right. So we're here to listen to You Won't Escape Me. Now, a lot of you have actually heard this song, and I think it might have been one that I played all the way through, but I have not had a commentary on it. I've given you an idea what the song is about, and it currently right now is out on the Traces of Dawn website. You can purchase it if you so choose. I have a sampler packet out there right now. And basically that sampler packet is just to get some songs out there so people get an idea of what the album is going to sound like. I've given you a listing of what songs are going to be on the album so you can, you know, check it out. And those will be released here shortly along with everything else. Right now it's doing the promotion side, getting a few of these songs that need to be stamped with 2018 on them and with a good rotation on radio stations. And then everything else will follow. And like I said, you will soon know why this is all taking place. Again, big event. Just think big event. That's what I'm working on. Okay, so we have a great song here for you. It's called, again, like I said, You Won't Escape Me. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and roll it right now and let you listen to it. Let me know what you think. You know, I'm out here on Twitter. This is a live part of the show right now. And if you listen to this at the 2 o'clock hour, well, it's just a recording. And I always hope that the recordings turn out okay, but generally they do. And I can replay it again at the 2 o'clock hour if you happen to really like it. Oh, and the other thing, what is so cool about all this is now I'm posting these. I call them in podcasts. I call them commentary podcasts because usually a podcast is a recording. So you'll get a chance to listen to these podcasts or these commentaries out on the site if you haven't already checked that out already, which is really cool because a lot of you have said, hey, you know, 8 o'clock is not a good time for me. I'm from another country, or maybe it's too late or too early. Like, it's pretty early for me. But, you know, you wanted to listen to them. So I am posting them out there for you. And I wish I would have recorded my jam session last night. I was like jamming on the guitar and it was so much fun. I was like, oh, that would have been so good. When I got to the very end, you know, I don't know if you were out there and you jammed guitar stuff, you know, you get to the point where, okay, you got this adrenaline rush. And then all of a sudden, you know, after hours of going, your body's just like, okay, I think I'm about done. And that's when I really found this really cool lick that I started playing. And I started playing it over and over again. And of course, as soon as I hit record, just like anybody else out there, I record a lot. But as soon as I hit record, I freeze up. And I'm like, ah, I need to play this lick again. I need to play it again. And it doesn't sound the same. And I'm playing it again and playing it again. I finally get, you know, a few bars of it down. I think it's going to be a very good song. There's no lyrics to it, but I can hear it in my head that I think you'll like just the lick. It'll be a lick that you'll remember. Oh, and one last thing here. I wanted to tell you, I'm going to be creating B-sides to the album. These will be songs that won't be on the album, but still attached to the album. They'll be called B-sides. You've heard of those out there. The sides that people don't usually play so much, or they don't know what the song is, and oh, they flip it over. Well, wait a minute. I'm talking about a 45, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? 45. Anyway, you flip it over, and oh, I think that's how I found one of the Stevie songs. It wasn't Landslide, but there was Silver Springs. Silver Springs was on the back of, I don't know if it was Landslide or Rhiannon or whatever. And I kept on playing Silver Springs over and over again. I'm like, this is a hit song. I loved it. And now, of course, today it's one of her well-known songs, Silver Springs. So you never know, that might happen with one of the B-sides, but I will be flipping you out some B-sides. All right, let me get to the song. How about that? All right, so let's roll. You Won't Escape Me.
Turn them to make my move. You won't escape me. Going through the spider webs. You won't escape me. You won't escape me.
Started that guitar lick out. It's so funny because some of these guitar licks just turn out to be a mistake. I can't remember. I think it might be for Steady Rest or Creeps. One or the other, or maybe not even that. There's one song that I have that I started playing a guitar lick and I couldn't stand the way it sounded. And then I started putting some effects on it. I'm like, whoa, hey, I like that. That sounds really cool. Sometimes that happens and I'm like, oh gosh. So when I do that, I'm like, I don't know if I can recreate that song again. You know, if I don't know if I can recreate that lick because I've just kind of sabotaged it and changed it into something completely different. But I do love the guitar lick on this one. And this is a song that really was a lot of my struggles through last year. I can say last year now because it was 2017. The struggles seem to be better this year, but we've just begun, right? Sounds like a song. We've only just begun. You know that song? Wait a minute. Am I dating myself? All right. So let's see. Yeah, we got verse number one. And the verse number one says, determined to make my move. You won't escape me. Comb through the spider webs, you won't escape me. So, you know, if you think about it, you got this spider that takes its prey and keeps it in the spider web, and they try, you know, the fly tries to get out. Or if you think about the black widow attacks the male, those kind of things. That's really what's happening here. And no, it's not a real actual spider, of course not. But it really is talking about, you know, whatever you're trying to do to me, you are not going to escape me. I will not let you. And the next line is, determined to tie you down. You won't escape me. I won't let you wear that crown. You won't escape me. So basically what I'm saying here is, you know, I'm not going to let you rule over me. And I'm not going to let you wear that crown because it's not going to happen. I'm not going to let you have all the glory for this. Nah, 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 nah. Too bad. So sad. And I'm going to basically just capture you and kind of make your life a little bit horrible because of the way that you're treating me. And this is real life, people. This is really a real actual song that really happened. So it says, and the chorus says, well, believe what you want anyway. It doesn't matter what I have to say. Watch out for what you ask for. It might bite you in the back door. By the time you think of it, it blinds you and then it makes you want to quit. And then it says, just saying, just saying, just saying, just saying. I love just saying. I love that. Oh, I'm just saying. So when you hear me or when I'm typing something in Twitter and I'm typing just saying, you got an idea of how I'm saying it. Just saying. So what does that course mean? Basically, it means what you say could come back to you. You know, karma. Think about karma. This is so much a karma course. I should have called the song Karma. It'll bite you in the back door. Basically, you know where the back door is. Think about it, unless you're thinking about your house. But that's not what I'm thinking about. So it's just really trying to tell you that what you have going on, the things that you're saying, the things that you're doing, you know, don't mess with me. Now, I'm not really, you know, a person that will come after you for anything. I'm really a happy-go-lucky person who doesn't like to fight. But if you give me a challenge and you're messing with me, you know, if you're really messing with me and it's to the point where I can't take it anymore, I've given you all kinds of clues to leave me alone, then I'm going to figure out some ways to mess you up in a nice way. But I'm going to figure out ways to get you off my back. And I know there's a lot of people out there like that. I have been told that I have the patience of a saint. And I do. I think I'm pretty patient. I believe that that's the way that we should be. Though sometimes we do fly off the handle on things. But that's how I am. Aren't I glad that I write music that I can escape through these songs? And that mainly is what I did in this song. I knew what I was doing when I wrote this song. It wasn't like, oh, it just came to me and I'm going to write about somebody else. Most of the time I tell you that it starts out somebody else and, you know, generally runs through it. And then maybe I throw myself into the song. But this song is me all the way through. So the things that I was going through, I needed to stand up to the plate or step up to the plate and take this person through the challenge that you weren't going to cause havoc on me anymore. So the next part of the verse says, determined to make my move, you won't escape me. My pretty Valentine, you won't escape me. I love that lyric. I love how I sing it. It's just kind of separated from the song, but makes a whole lot of sense because this person... If you've ever watched any of the horror movies, I think there's one out there. I think there might even be one called My Pretty Valentine or something like that. It's almost like a mock-up of, you know, My Pretty Valentine, I'm going to get you kind of thing. And, you know, doesn't matter what you look like. Your looks aren't going to get you through all of this because I'm going to get you for what you've done to me. And again, I don't play vendettas. That's not how I am. And I'm not like going to go through and hurt somebody. But if it takes different, without me getting really into details, if I can take different channels or different avenues to go through to get my point across, I most certainly will. So back to the course again. Well, believe what you want anyway. It doesn't matter what I have to say. And you ever feel like that when you're talking to someone, no matter what you say, kind of goes in and out of their head, done deal. Watch out for what you ask for. It might bite you in the back door. By the time you think of it, it blinds you and you want to quit. And, you know, you can be blindsided by something. And this person, I got to tell you, was extremely blindsided. Extremely. And then, of course, I say, just saying, just saying, just saying all the way through. Then we get to the next part of the verse, and we're kind of going through to where we get to the first part of the verse, the same thing. Determined to make my move, you won't escape me. Comb through the spider webs, you won't escape me. I guess I really love that verse, too. I love this song. This is a great song. It has a lot of meaning behind it, but, you know, it is repetitive. I guess that's one of the things that makes a song great is the repetition of it, because then we get back to the chorus again, which we've already talked about before. Well, believe what you want to anyway. It doesn't matter what I have to say. Watch out for what you ask for. It might bite you in the back door. By the time you think of it, it blinds you and makes you want to quit. And then I love the last part again, just saying. I love that part. I don't know. I've gone from, if you've heard any of my interviews or any of my commentaries from some time ago, you probably heard me say, hey, you know, I really don't so much love my music, but I have changed. I really do love what I'm producing now. This album is just rocking awesome. And not saying that the other stuff wasn't great either, because when I go back and listen to some of the other stuff, I'm like, wow, I could see why you guys became fans, because you like the music too. And I'll be like, I really like this too. This is a really cool song. Oh, but anyway, I enjoy this song, and I hope that you do too. You can listen to it right there on my website, www.tracesofdawn.com. I think I messed that up the last time. I know it, but I just can't speak it, right? And you can also listen to this commentary over again as long as it's recorded okay. I hope that you really enjoyed the song and got something out of the song. Maybe there are some pieces and parts where you're dealing with that same kind of person. And you just kind of like at the very end of Steady Rest, stand up for what you believe in. This album has been that. It's almost like I had to go through this hell before I got to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can look at this song and I know what I was going through at the time, but I'm not going through that now. The world has completely changed, which is amazing. But it was during the time that I was writing this whole album and putting it together that I was going through some maddening things that I had not experienced in years. I mean, stressful times. And it's amazing how the album is complete and now I am complete. What? How does that happen? Well, I know how it happens, of higher powers, more powerful than I can ever be. But sometimes that's just what you have to do to get to the other side. There's messages that I have to convey here, like Steady Rest. Maren, you said it perfect, that it's a fight for humanity. I love that when I seen that out there on Twitter. It was amazing. And I'm kind of using that as my tagline because it is a fight for humanity. That song is political inside and out. And you can read between the lines however you want on that video. I know what it means and what the representation is all about. But I leave a lot of stuff up to you as well. And what about creeps? That's a creepy one, right? You ever have a creep or two out there? I have. Throughout my years. And that song is about all those creeps that are around you. But, you know, those are all commentaries that I tell you everything about it because it's already out there. And so be sure to check out those commentaries and, yeah, keep yourself locked into www.traces. I messed it up again. www.tracesofdawn.com. Keep locked into that because there's so many more things. And actually on T Dawn site too, I have some really cool things that have not been public before. Like the beautiful birds. Oh, I should really talk about that, right? But maybe that should be, well, there is a commentary on it. Well, just a short note about what happened with that. That video is taken, oh man, I can't remember the place up in LA. It was my first concert that I ever did, which was rockin' awesome. And Ron, if you're listening, thank you so much for inviting me to that concert to get up there and sing for the first time. It was amazing to watch people actually sing your words with you. I loved it. But what was amazing, I don't know if it was amazing-er, is that even a word? Amazing, ing. But Kaylin, who is the one who does the guitar on Beautiful Birds. Now, there is a Beautiful Birds without guitar, which is with me with my piano, all me there. But then she just fell in love with this song, as many have. And there's actually several different versions out there. I will let you all hear these. Anyway, so she wanted to play that. She asked for my permission to be able to play that song and do the guitar up on stage. I was sitting right front, and I really didn't know how I was going to take this. I was a little bit nervous how I was going to take watching somebody else play the guitar, even though she did it. And I mean, it just completely blew me away. It makes the song completely. And I was sitting right up front, and the track came on, and then she started playing. So when you watch this video, I'm actually crying in front. You can't see that, of course, thank goodness. I'm actually crying. I've got tears of joy coming down my face. Tears of, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm watching someone else play my song or play over top of that with the guitar. I mean, this is live. She is the one who plays on that song that you guys love so much. And it was just so amazing to watch that. I could not believe, you know, here I am just starting out and someone's already taking my music and wanting to add to it and own it, you know, they love it so much. And sometimes you think that that might be not a compliment, but it's a huge compliment, especially when I had two artists who were actually wanting to create with that song. It touched two artists who actually made something with it. And that was really a big start of my career. Beautiful Birds was the first signed, professionally signed song that I had had out there. And it was, I don't know, I can't remember, Canada, France, I don't know. I have to go look at the documentation. And I'd tell anybody who's brand new out there, read. Don't get overly excited about your material and just throw it out there. Read and know what you're doing. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing here for 2018, because of all these years that I have been out there just pushing it. And I know where you can get stung. And for this particular thing that I'm going to do, I have to have everything perfect. It has to line up. The stars have to line up. Hey, that sounds like it's part of a song, right? Sounds like Steady Rest. Anyway, all right. So I've taken up a lot of your time, but you know what? I just felt that I need to share that with you since it is out there on the website there that you can check under tdawn.com. See, I don't get tongue-tied with that. Traces of Dawn, I do, but I didn't right now. All right. Well, it's early in the morning, but I've got a lot of things to do right now. Like I got people already asking me it's time to get started. So I have to go get some work done. And I thank each and every one of you. Amazing, amazing of what you do. And thank you for your inspiration. Thank you for your stories. Thank you for your emails, your Twitter feeds, everything. You know, it really means a lot to me. And as long as I'm getting that kind of inspiration, I will promise you I will return it, as long as I'm still around, of course. I will return that back to you. You know, that's how it goes. That's how my karma works. Yeah, but don't get on my wrong side. Or I'll, you know, who knows? Anyway, this is T. John, and I am going to say I'm done right now. And I thank you so much for spending your time with me this morning. And I'll talk to you again on another commentary. We should be good for commentaries to come, except for February 4th is when I'm heading back out again. All right. Unless I get detoured on other things. Actually, no, I got family coming in too. Oh, yeah. I'm not really sure. I got family coming in. Oh, it's after that. Yeah. Oh, believe it or not, it's a crazy ride that I'm going to be on. All right. I said I was going to be done. I love each and every one of you. Have a most wonderful rest of the day. T. John, click, click, click. You know what? I'm out of here.